Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear words which we hope will bring encouragement and edification. Words penned by some of the world's sanest people. I am pleased to present the reader, the crazy man.
My friends, if you get any good out of what you hear me read, please write the crazy man in care of this station. Send me some good short poem or short inspirational article so that I may pass it on to others. This is worth remembering. Whether you be man or woman, you will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor. And those are the words of James L. Allen. Just a few words by Balzac. We exaggerate misfortune and happiness alike. We are never either so wretched or so happy as we say we are. Balzac. You can profit by remembering this. Listen. The chief difference between a wise man and an ignorant one is not that the first is acquainted with regions invisible to the second, away from common sight and interest, but that he understands the common things which the second only sees. And that is by Star King. Here's a prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. We thank thee for this place in which we dwell, for the love that unites us, for the peace accorded us this day, for the hope with which we expect tomorrow, for the health, the work, the food, and the bright skies that make our lives delightful, for our friends in all parts of the earth and our friendly helpers in this foreign isle. Give us courage and gaiety and the quiet mind. Spare to us our friends. Soften to us our enemies. Bless us, if it may be, in all our innocent endeavors. If it may not, give us the strength to encounter that which is to come, that we be brave in peril, constant in tribulation, temperate in wrath, and in all changes of fortune and down to the gates of death, loyal and loving to one another. Robert Louis Stevenson. What are you doing today? Listen. You better live your best and act your best and think your best today. For today is the sure preparation for tomorrow and all the other tomorrows that follow. And that was by Harriet Martineau. Mark Twain penned words that have echoed around the world. Here's just a few of his words that I believe you will like. Let us be thankful for the fools, but for them the rest of us could not succeed. Mark Twain. Let's spend a minute with Frank Tibbets. A life without love in it is like a heap of ashes upon a deserted hearth, with the fire dead, the laughter stilled, and the light extinguished. It is like a winter landscape with the sun hidden, the flowers frozen and the wind whispering through the withered leaves. God knows we need all the unselfish love that can come to us, for love is seldom unselfish. There is usually the motive and the price. Do you remember William Morris and how his life was lived, his fortune spent, his hands busied in the service of others? He was the father of the settlement movement, of cooperative homes for working people, and of the arts and crafts revival in our day. He was a soldier of the common good. After he was gone, his life began to grow in radiance and power, like a beacon set high upon a danger shore. In the twilight of his days, he wrote what I like to think was his creed and mine. I'm going your way, so let us go hand in hand. You help me, and I'll help you. We shall not be here very long, for soon death, the kind old nurse, will come back and rock us all to sleep. Let us help one another while we may. And that was by Frank P. Tibbets. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen now to the Crazy Boys. Thank you. My friends, I hope you have been benefited by what you have heard me read, and I hope you might be benefited by the brief remarks that I shall now make. The definition of success as written by Mrs. A.J. Stanley has echoed around the world. I think it is worth repeating. Listen. He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has gained the respect of intelligent men, the trust of pure women, and the love of little children, who has filled his niche and accomplished his task, who has left the world better than he found it, whether by an improved poppy, a perfect poem, or a rescued soul, who has never lacked appreciation of Earth's beauty or failed to express it, who has looked for the best in others and given them the best he had, whose life was an inspiration, his memory a benediction. Those were the words penned by Mrs. A.J. Stanley. That, in substance, is any thinking man's idea of success. You cannot live well nor laugh often without health. You cannot fill your niche or accomplish your task without health. Health means more to your success than anything else. Money will not buy health. Your habits of life have more effect on your health than any amount of money that you might have to spend. Most people can enjoy perfect health. I believe the Almighty intended that those who try will be blessed with health. He has provided natural ways of overcoming chronic disorders. At the Crazy Wells in Texas, there was discovered over 50 years ago a natural mineral water known today throughout the world as Crazy Water. This natural mineral water is crystallized and distributed to suffering humanity everywhere at a price anyone can afford to pay. The standard size package at $1.50 represents the minerals extracted from approximately 15 gallons of Crazy Water at the wells. Crazy Water is recommended for chronic disorders brought on by faulty elimination or unbalance of the minerals in the body. If you're in poor health, I want you to try Crazy Water crystals. Thousands have been helped back to health. We get letters from all sections of the country. Listen to this letter from Indianapolis, Indiana. I suffered for 2 years with arthritis and was almost helpless when I commenced drinking Crazy Water. My knees were swollen twice their normal size, could not close my hands, and could barely lift my pillow. My shoulders pained me so badly that I could not raise my hand to my head and could not turn over in bed without help. I could not eat, did not care for anything, and was getting very thin. I suffered terribly, especially at nights. I certainly was about ready to give up when a friend of mine told me about Crazy Water crystals. I began to notice improvement when on my second package and have been improving ever since. I'm gaining in weight. My flesh is solid, swelling all gone, and joints in fine working order. Crazy Water crystals are wonderful for arthritis. And that letter is signed by Mary Potts, 1230 East 52nd Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. My friends, I want you to get a package of Crazy Water crystals because I sincerely believe it will do you good. After you learn the wonders of Crazy Water, it will make me mighty happy to get a letter from you. Start drinking Crazy Water and let me know how you're getting along. It might be that I can give you some good advice or help concerning your diet or the proper way to drink the water. Address me in care of the station to which you're listening. The letter will be forwarded, and I'll answer just as quickly as possible. Give us the opportunity to be of real and lasting service to you. Write me a letter now. I hope and believe my reply will contain information that will be worthwhile. I'll be back with you soon. As I leave you now, remember, the greatest ambition of the crazy man is to bring you and yours and all the rest health and happiness. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of faulty elimination or excess acidity, you might be suffering with some chronic disease such as high blood pressure, stomach disorders, auto intoxication, nervous ailments, neuritis, arthritis, kidney and bladder trouble, liver complaints, bad complexion, colitis, or rheumatism, we want you to try Crazy Water Crystals. Crystallized Crazy Mineral Water has restored health to thousands of people. Get a package of Crazy Water Crystals today. For your protection, see that our trademark, the word crazy, is on the box. Get your pencil and paper now and be prepared to take down the information which your station announcer will give you.